My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Star, welcome to Philadelphia again. Thanks for joining us.
I love Philly. And yes, we're taking over Pennsylvania as well. We're going to move all of the country toward freedom. And yes, our tome is out, and we have some stellar people involved in it, not just Steve Moore and Sally Pipes, as you mentioned, but Janice Rogers Brown and Dr. Bill Allen. So,
absolutely.
The list is pretty long, but thank you, thank you, thank you. It's good to be back with you.
So, Star, the state of black progress, Bill Maher the other night had on a guest, and the guest, I think it was Charlemagne the God, the Great, talking about black progress and Trump Biden, and the guest told him it's five times harder for an African-American to make it versus a white person. This coming off Biden saying 10 times harder. And Bill Maher dismissed that pretty readily. So if Maher's right, what are the obstacles still en masse for African-Americans in America? What does your book say? What are the things that are still out there?
Well, what we look at specifically in this particular tome are policy decisions that were made coming out of the 60s that went the wrong direction from what the founding of the country was about, and look to build out more government in our most vulnerable communities. So what we have now is an addiction problem, big government addiction problem within the African-American community. And so there's a weaning going on, and that's where we are today. So when an African-American says, well, it's 10 times still harder for me, and or it's five times more harder for me, the data proves that out, that this is the perception in the community. And most of it's perception because of the lies of the left. They have continued over the last 6 years to tell black people that the country is stacked against them. And so it's metastasized. Folks are believing it still. But all of that said, on your point about what's happening with this Trump phenomenon and moving away from Biden, is that this younger African-American community, particularly the male community, has seen the difference in the legislative policies. They've had money in their pocket under Trump because of his tax initiatives to remove the barriers of excessive taxation and regulation over our businesses. So business started flourishing. Business then started hiring. And even the weakest link started feeling that new interest in money and in what money can do for your life. Education policy started changing under Republican leadership to allow more flexibility for parents to take their children to any school they want to, so that access to education started to grow. Then after those 4 years, we end up with a Biden administration that's taking all of that away, taking away the freedom. So you now see the inflation and the economy instability, which means that businesses aren't hiring at the level that we had during the Trump administration. We're also seeing more energy placed on international challenges because of the failed policies of the Biden administration when it comes to the border. So this is where that younger African-American who said, you know, while I agree that life was tough for grandma and great-grandma during the civil rights era, It's not my life. I'm in the great middle class. You know, some are, it's underappreciated how well America has worked for black people. You have 75% of the community that are either in the middle class or above. We have 25% that are still stuck in that poverty and stuck in those 8,700 broken zip codes. But that's all related to Democrat policies that continues those challenges. And so that's what we look at in the tome. We look specifically about what are these government challenges when it comes to health policy, education policy, housing policy, and, you know, regular economic policy, meaning also reform of Social Security.
Star, I wish you were. I'm a former teacher, and you and I have talked about this. I've had you on a bunch of times, that school mm-hmm. choice would be a bit of a game changer. But it really has not. It's in Pennsylvania. It's a huge issue again. Is that not something effective? What is the game changer again? Other than, I guess we have a former president you can compare versus Biden. I would say Trump's style, because Republicans have said a lot of the same things. But he has broken through as a person. And maybe people are listening to the policies that you're talking about in your book.
Well, what he's done is he's thrown raw truth into the dynamic. Mm-hmm. And it stings, but in terms of the African-American community, it's brutally honest, and this is something that has always been appreciated throughout black culture, and that's why you see a whole lot of even the rappers saying, whoa, okay, dude, tell us more, and you mentioned Charmaine. So this is the reality, but on your question of school choice, it has been a battle. We just got the Supreme Court decisions that open the country, and now meaning individual states, to be able to see if we can maximize this opportunity. Education is a local issue. It's not a national issue, even though we have a Department of Education that is really outside of the founding principles of the country. It should not be a one-size-fits-all government.
But, by the way, Star, when you say that saddens me a bit, because you're on my short list of three people I would put in charge of the Department of Education to reform it and then blow it up at the end of your tenure.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. So yeah, you know that. And so I don't know that I can be confirmed. But if we take the Senate in a good way, maybe I might consider coming back to Washington to do that particular job. But you're right. And so what's happened in educational choice, so we did finally end up with the main decision that opened the door for all states now to have this discussion, should money follow children to schools parents want. But to your point, the reason that we haven't seen the success, even where we have models across the country, the success that we really want, two things happened. One, when it started taking hold and we started really having serious discussions about vouchers and money following children to schools parents want, you had a movement for charter schools, which are really just government schools with a lot less, a little bit more flexibility. But number two, you're talking about educating children that are coming from a very broken environment, morally bankrupt, broken home. So they're bringing other issues to the table when it comes to trying to educate children. Remember, when you talk about a civil society and how people are personally responsible for the decisions they make, there are what some people call 5 P's involved in the process of making life easier for everybody. Well, the first P is your parents. And if you don't have parents with an S, where husbands are married to mother of children raising them, then you're already going to have a bigger challenge as they go into that next P, which is that principal, you know, to go into the school environment. The pastor is another P that is missing now from the equation. When you mix pastors and parents, you end up with children more focused on behavioral decisions, you know, and making sure mm-hmm. that they're disciplined in other places. Then, of course, you move to the next P, the politicians, and then, of course, the final P, the police, which also includes the prison. So these are factors that are interrelated. And so we cannot put it all on the teacher, as you know yourself from your personal experiences, because if a teacher walks into a classroom with a whole bunch of kids who don't even know the basic principles of behavior, nor the basic principles of putting a sentence together, then that teacher has a whole lot more difficulty standing in front of her. And especially if she has also a union, he or she has a union who tied her hands to actually get involved exactly. in the individual student's life. So this is, you know, it's bigger than them saying, well, you know, school choice doesn't work. No, it's a combination of all of these places that we have allowed for ourselves to fall apart, and the institutions and basic structures according to our founding principles. And so we have to put them all together again, but they all have to be put together simultaneously.
Star Parker with a star in this book, in addition to your introduction. Give me one more of these all-stars that you have and what their point is in your book.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Dr. Allen begins in assessing the government role and where we started looking at the changing of the rules from what was expected of all that who wanted to call themselves American. And those changes in the rules involved things like, the disconnect from what the North was trying to do in, rebuilding the South, if you will, after the Civil War. We had a rebirth and we had a reconstruction movement that, demagogues and politicals got involved and started dismantling that. The next thing we know, we saw Jim Crow law grow, which is also government. And so it set us in a big dilemma to where you start seeing government getting engaged in places it shouldn't be. We just mentioned education. Government then got involved in retirement. Government then got involved in housing policy. Government, more government. And the more you depend on government, it weakens not just personal responsibility, but it weakens the environment for people that are responsible. And so conflict entered in. By the end of the 60s, we were engulfed in all types of challenge, mostly because Dr. King's movement of desegregation morphed into forced integration. And within 4 or 5 years, we had Roe v. Wade as national law, killing off the offspring, and particularly in the black community. We then started seeing government programming and affirmative action that turned into DEI, that's now LGBT. It's just unbelievable what government intervention has done to our society. So in order to solve these problems, we have to remove certain barriers. So others that contributed to the tome look at, for instance, healthcare policy. So that's where you're going to see Grace Marie Turner spoke into that and, talks about some of the problems that we have in our health is, and Sally Pipes weighed in. We have housing. We have two experts on housing talking about where we went wrong. Dr. Husok did an incredible book called The Poor Side of Town and Why We Need It, and looked at, not in this particular essay, but also that's his book, and what happened when the government decided that that people shouldn't live poor in their own homes, that we're going to build housing projects and send the husbands away, kind of scenario, if you will. And so over time, it morphed into where now government thinks that it can come into very local communities and change all of their zoning when it comes to housing and control the entire industry. And
exactly.
So we have, Steve Moore, of course, we want personal retirement accounts. If you own Wall Street, you're not going to burn down Wall Street. So what you want to do is make sure that people own their retirement and that they have an investment and a stake in the country. And so,
exactly.
And then, of course, on what's the other education policy? Of course, we have Heiner and Ian Rowe. Ian Rowe does an incredible job out of AI on what we should be thinking about when it comes to our education policy.
Well, Star, it's always a pleasure to have you, and I hope we hear more as this campaign continues. The State of Black Progress, Confronting Government and Judicial Obstacles. Thanks, Star Parker, very much.
You are so welcome, and I look forward to coming back on again because we're in an election year, and Pennsylvania is important, including Philadelphia.
Thank you, Star.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.